One of the most intriguing questions that comes to me in the mail is, how did you plan your career and how did you prepare for it? I always feel perfectly inadequate to answer this because I never planned a career and never prepared for it. To this day, I do not feel I have had a career. What I have done is to live every experience to the utmost. As I look back, I think probably the factor which influenced me most in my early years was an avid desire, even before I was aware of what I was doing, to experience all I could as deeply as I could. I must have been no more than 5 when I went on a trip to Italy with my father and mother. In Venice, my father invited me to ride in a gondola, and he paid the gondolier to sing. Some sort of fiesta was going on at the time, and people were tossing flowers. I can still remember that ride. Baby that I was, I had the sense to feel it as an experience. Everything I did with my father remains in my memory today, a vivid moment, not to be forgotten. I remember standing on the edge of Vesuvius with him while he threw in a penny, which came back covered with lava. There was excitement and wonder in that. He took me through the ruins and showed me a petrified loaf of bread and told me how a long-vanished civilization had lived. But it wasn't dead history. It became vivid to me. These were living people, and as I learned about them, they seemed as real as the ones about me. What I have learned from my own experience is that the most important ingredients in a child's education are curiosity, interest, imagination, and a sense of the adventure of life. You will find no courses in which these are taught, and yet they are the qualities that make all learning rewarding, that make all life zestful, that make us seek constantly for new experience and deeper understanding. They are also the qualities that enable us to continue to grow as human beings to the last day of our life and to continue to learn. By learning, of course, I mean a great deal more than so-called formal education. Nobody can learn all he needs to know. Education provides the necessary tools, equipment by which we learn how to learn. The object of all our education and all the development which is a part of education is to give every one of us an instrument which we can use to acquire information at any time we need it. I remember certain milestones in learning how to learn. As far as training my memory was concerned, that began very young. I loved poetry, and I would often learn it while I was dressing and undressing. When I was quite young, I had a French teacher who made us learn by heart a good part of the New Testament in French. This was helpful later when I was in a French school in England. The French mistress had us listen to her read a French poem of perhaps 8 lines and repeat it after the first reading. At first, I could not do it, but gradually I was able to manage fairly well. She taught us history, and though we were only 15 or 16, I imagine her methods were more like those of a college professor. We sat on little chairs on either side of her fireplace, over which maps were hung. She would turn to the map of the area of the world we were learning about and tell us to remember our geography because it affected history. Then she would give us a list of books to read and take up the particular point we were studying, giving us as many different lights on the period as she thought we could understand. Our requirement was to do our reading and then write a paper on the assignment. The English girls were apt to remember what she had said and repeat it in their papers. I can still see her as one of the girls was reading her paper aloud, standing over her with a long ruler in her hand, taking away the paper and tearing it up.